General Failure podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 200 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of October 16, 2019, brought to you by RadioHaver.com. This week, we talk about one thing, then we play Jeopardy, then... Fuck, we only have two things!
Fuck!
I'm Dom, and I got with me CJ... And woo! TJ.
It's gonna be one of those podcasts, yeah, isn't it?
Episode 200!
200!
Just the two, just... Oh, Christ.
All right, so...
We have done 200 of these fucks.
We have done 200 episodes. This is episode 200.
Do you think anyone that's listened to this podcast has listened to all of them?
Yes, I do.
Oh, it's definitely not any of us.
Isn't it crazy to know that we finally have just as many episodes as we have people who've listened to our episodes?
Yes, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's...
That's not true. We got 2,000 people a week listening to our episodes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
or a lot of fucking bots.
All right, so this week, let's skip What Are You Playing? Because we'll talk about that next week, because yep. We got fun stuff to do.
Woo!
But I did want to bring up some nerd news.
Oh, shit.
It has evolved since I put it on here. So earlier this week, or I think over the weekend, season 10 of Fortnite came to a close.
Oh, God.
And the end of season 10, a black hole opened up and swallowed everything.
Yep.
The entire game, all of the characters, everything.
Side note, watching news stations fucking talk about this is the cringiest shit
it's so awful.
In the world.
I think cringier than that is the fact that there was like tens of thousands of people watching a live stream of just a black hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because after the black hole went, they didn't take it down. It didn't end. They left that up. So if you logged into this, they shut the servers down.
In a black hole.
There's just a black hole, and it said, like, thank you for playing Fortnite or something. Like, they closed the game completely. They deleted all of their tweets except for the video of the black hole happening.
Oh, shit.
So... And this lasted for days.
Yeah. They didn't say anything.
They didn't say anything.
Like, news articles of like kids crying.
Well,
and fucking,
people were freaking out. Yeah, like
they spent a lot of money too.
Yeah, they spent a lot of money on Fortnite. Everything's deleted, and out of nowhere, they shut the game down. Like I'd probably be pretty pissed too if I wasn't five or whatever.
Boom.
Or if I was five.
Gotcha, kids that don't listen to this podcast.
So, I immediately was like, all right, they're going to come out with, like, this is just, like, the beginning
next
of something.
Level.
Yeah, this is just whatever the next thing is. I assumed that it was going to be something totally different, a new map or something like that. Mm. And as of yesterday morning, that's exactly what happened. They didn't launch Season 11. They launched Fortnite Chapter 2. Huh. And it's an entire new map. The UI is slightly different. My prediction immediately was... First of all, I was like, this is awesome marketing. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Everybody looking.
Yeah.
And it's been a lead up for a while.
Yep.
Like people have been talking about how the maps were constantly changing and everything was changing.
Yeah.
And
things were leaking too. I think the new map partially leaked. But also with, I think season 10 had like mech suits and stuff.
Oh shit.
People weren't playing anymore. They were like, this is getting ridiculous. It's getting stale. So they kind of needed to reboot it. And my original prediction was as soon as this relaunches, their player base is going to shoot back up.
Yeah.
Not to where it was, but
no.
Close enough. It's gonna revitalize it, and that's exactly what happened.
Especially like the people who dropped it are gonna want to come back and
exactly.
See what the new season's
like. Even I'm considering. Like I never played. Like I played every once in a while, but I'm like, okay. Like now I'm interested. I probably haven't played since like season 7. However long it was at last year, maybe I don't know.
Yeah. They go quick.
Yeah, they do. But yeah, like. I just expected a lot of people to start playing again, and that's what I'm seeing on Facebook and stuff. Everyone's like, wow, like, this is different. This is cool. Like, maybe I'll give it a try today. And I'm like, well, there you go. Like, this is literally what they were going for.
This is what they
planned
for.
And it worked. Like, that's what they wanted to do, and it 100% worked.
It could have went so poorly. Like just massive shebang.
It could have.
Explosion of 5-year-olds that just wanted to kill their parents or something.
Yeah. It could have, but I think... the fact that it only lasted like 2 or 3 days was okay. Yeah. Like if this lasted 2 weeks, I think by the end of it, people would have totally forgot. They would have like moved on to something else.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I know people, I saw people that were saying like, you know, I haven't played Fortnite in a while. I've been playing Apex. Like I'm going to go give Fortnite a try, and they're going to play it for a week or so. And then they're going to go back to Apex because Apex keeps changing too. But like it was
and
a cool
plays decently enough,
plays way better. Yeah. Much better, but it was an interesting thing, and I really thought it was a good idea when it happened. And now that, you know, just a couple days later, they launched Chapter 2 and they're getting players back in. Like, good for them. They made a smart decision. It's not going to last very long, and they're eventually going to have to do it again.
Yeah,
but
some other way.
Yeah. And obviously it's going to have to be like kind of announced beforehand, because if a volcano comes up and floods the whole thing, everyone's not going to be like, oh my God, what's happening? They'll be like, oh, okay, they're doing it again.
Yeah, they're
like,
doing the map reset.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not advocating playing Fortnite under any circumstances.
Oh, God, no.
But if you're a Fortnite player, go check out Chapter 2, I guess.
If you're a Fortnite player, go play a real game.
Yeah, seriously.
Boom, gotcha.
Go ask your mommy and daddy for your allowance.
I will also say that 3 days is probably like the perfect amount of time to update all the servers.
Probably.
Yeah. You know, like it just worked out so well that like, what if we could literally just stop people from playing the game for 3 days to update everything?
Like when you announce
like a dream.
Yeah. When you announce that, like we have server maintenance, people get pissed.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep trying and like, you know, it's not going
to
go well.
So
just turn it off.
Yeah. Just pretend to turn off your whole system, your whole game for 3 days.
Yeah.
Just like, update it.
You just got to have one server with a black hole on it.
Yep. Exactly. I got to give it to Epic Games. Like, good job on this.
Yeah.
All right. So, fuck the news. Let's move on to really why we're here. It's episode 200. TJ's got Jeopardy for us yet again.
I got Geo Parties. So, yeah, at episode 100, we did a Geo Parties. So, at episode 200, we're doing another one.
Who's going to win this one?
I don't remember who won the last one.
Probably Don.
Probably me.
Probably you. So we got the categories are stuff, games, movies, TV, and comic books. Oh, and it's 1 through 500 points as normal. There are two daily doubles, and there is a final Jeopardy as well. Which Final Jeopardy is going to fuck you guys.
Yep. So me and CJ both have buzzers. So when you hear this sound, that's me. And when you hear this sound, that's fucking CJ. Which one are you using? The air horn?
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to use the air horn, not the boogers. And he's going to try and get it into the mic so he can hear it.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. I'm going to. We got a coin or something? Anyone got something?
What do I look like? Fucking made of money over here? No, I don't have a coin.
Yeah, we're podcasters. We don't have fucking money. Give me that DS game.
Give me that DS game.
All right. Dom, call it. Heads, tails.
God.
That sounds terrible.
Heads.
Tails.
Tails never fails. Son of a bitch.
CJ, you get to go first. I don't know how they do it on Real Jeopardy.
It's
they take the best looking person.
It's usually the
everyone's goes last?
Yep.
I think it's usually the previous week's winner.
Okay, yeah. So, you got stuff, games, movies, TV, and comic books.
We'll take stuff for 100.
Stuff for 100. This animal can achieve the fastest speed. I barely heard that. I'm guessing it was Dom.
It was me.
Yeah.
What is a cheetah?
Wrong.
Yeah, you have to have your buzzer.
Oh. Fuck that.
Fuck it.
I got a mouth.
I was wrong.
CJ?
What is an ostrich?
Wrong. Oh. The answer is a peregrine falcon.
Oh, shit. That's right. No, fuck. I knew that. God damn it.
Damn it, you didn't sing the dashboard song.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What dashboard
Falcons
song?
Falcons got kick. Bam, bam, doo, 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 doo.
I failed, TJ. I failed.
Okay. Dom.
No.
No.
It's me. CJ. CJ,
because you failed.
I'll take stuff for 200.
Stuff for 200. This little robot was the first to land and move around on Mars. CJ.
What is... The Mars rover. Shit. No, I forgot the name of it. It's not Discovery. I can't remember.
Oh, what is Curiosity?
What is wrong? The real answer is Pathfinder. Sojourner? rover landed in July 6, 1997.
All right. Big money. We're going good right now.
We're both in the negative stuff.
All right.
The good news is TJ is apparently not docking us points for this, so I like that.
Oh, yeah. That's
shit.
True.
I should have told
you.
We're both at negative 300.
Yep.
Yeah, you already fucked it.
You fucked up. Give us negative 200.
Oh, he can type in negative 300.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
That's true. Who's team one? Who's team two? Who's running
this
thing?
Can I write this? Okay, cool. So I can write on this. I didn't know you could write on this. Dom's team one.
Yeah, he's scribbling on my monitor with a Sharpie.
This is a whiteboard, right? It's one of those shitty TVs you got back at a...
No, not the pencil. Not the pencil.
Circuit City?
No. At school, the smart boards.
Oh, yeah.
That were like a waste of money.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Let's do comic books for 100.
Comic books for 100. This superhero was raised
I didn't mean to hit that. Sorry.
This superhero was raised in Amnesty Bay, Maine, by his father, who was a lighthouse keeper. And CJ buzzed in, so...
No, I didn't. I accidentally hit it.
Go tell Alex Trebek that you accidentally hit your buzzer.
I did.
So what do you...
I was just waking my screen up. He already buzzed in.
CJ.
I accidentally hit it. I said I did. Nobody knows.
Bam, bam. Dumb.
Aquaman.
And that's the correct answer.
Yeah.
The lighthouse keeper. Who else is going to be fucking in Maine and a lighthouse keeper?
I get $100 and CJ loses
$100. I lose nothing because I didn't buzz. Whoa. Where are you going?
I just got $400 for that. That's awesome. Damn.
There it is.
I'm at negative 300.
You're at negative 400.
I am at negative 300. I didn't hit my buzzer. Right. I didn't answer. Didn't hit my buzzer.
That's bullshit.
Dom, you get the pick now.
I'm going to go to games for 100.
Games for 100. This game is based on the Swahili word meaning to build. Dumb.
What is Minecraft?
What is... See, Dick, want to buzz in for this one? Ding, 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 ding. Bah. The answer is Jenga.
I was like, Jumanji?
That was my next guess, I swear. All right, games for 200.
Games for 200. In the original Legend of Zelda game, a player could only hold 255 of these.
What are rupees?
What are rupees?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That is 200.
Yep. All you have to do is hit it once. It gives you the exact amount.
Oh, does it?
Yep. Yeah.
Sweet.
All right, games for 300.
Oh, damn it.
Daily double time.
He really didn't have any of these sound effects prepared.
I did not have any sound effects prepared.
I believe we just heard effects. Those sound effects.
Yeah, I got a mouth. For your daily double, you can wager up to $1,000.
Good, because I don't have any money, so I'm going to go with $1,000.
You're going to wager $1,000. All right. Let's see how this goes.
You didn't get anybody to, like, videotape in or, like, pre-record stuff for us?
Some, like, random fucking celebrity.
Hire somebody on Cameo.
So for $1,000. In World War II, the Allies smuggled maps, compasses, and files to the prisoners of war by hiding them in this game.
Fuck.
So in World War II, they hid a bunch of compasses, maps, and files to prisoners of war in this game.
What country? The Allies in general? There were several countries.
The Allies. There's no extra questions. You can't. Excuse me, Trebek. Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah. In this
it's World War II, so not a video game.
Yeah, I know. I know that. I'm trying to think of what game they'd be playing in World War II. What is chess?
And I reveal this one because Daily Double.
Yeah, yep. I got a chance.
Monopoly.
Fuck, that was literally going to be my first guess.
Monopoly. They hit a bunch of shit in Monopoly boards and send them in a.
That's because they knew that nobody would open them.
It was literally written on the boards too.
One.
Just type in -1100.
Nope.
No, you got it. Nope.
I got it.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Oof.
Yeah, this is exactly...
So right now, -1100 for Dom, -300 for CJ.
Yeah, this is what happened last time.
This is exactly what happened last time.
I think it was who had the more negative.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to move on to movies for 100.
Who had the less negative?
For 100. Animator Hayao Miyazaki, there you go,
wow.
Is the head of this Japanese animation film studio.
I forgot the name of it.
Miyazaki, head of this Japanese animation film studio, keeps trying to retire, just keeps coming back.
Like, I'm brain farting like a mother ever.
What is Toro?
Damn it. That's one of the movies.
No, it's Totoro.
Totoro, there you go.
Wow.
Ah, close enough. CJ?
I can't think of it. I'm going to hate myself the minute you do it.
Studio Ghibli.
That's it. Yep.
Blank.
The good news is CJ just doesn't answer any questions at all.
That's so the strategy.
Go to Movies for 200.
Movies for 200. This person was the director of 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Damn it.
Who is Stanley Kubrick? I almost didn't get that because my screen turned off.
Stanley Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick's. One plus.
Blink.
There you go.
Tom, back at a negative 1,000.
Yep. Let's go to Movies for 300.
Movies for 300. This was Pixar's first full-length feature film.
What is Toy Story?
What is Toy Story? What is
Pixar's full-length feature film?
Oh, is it? Damn, hot damn. I did not know that.
Now Movies for 400. This is the only category I'm making money on.
Movies for 400. Tom Hanks, Bill Paxton, Kevin Bacon starred in this movie.
Did you hit it by accident again, or are you going to answer?
What is Saving Private Ryan?
Dom, buzzing in?
I'm not buzzing in.
Womp womp. What is Apollo 11?
Oh, okay. That's right. Everyone forgets. Like, trying Kevin to think Bacon's about Bill Paxton. I'm just like.
Bill Paxton, if I said a sci-fi movie.
And Tom Hanks.
Sense.
I was like, that sounds like a World War II.
Don't forget to give
film.
CJ negative points for that. Oh, so yeah. Now we're even. We're tied at negative 700.
Shit.
Damn.
All right, let's go to Movies for 500.
Movies for 500. This was the 50th animated film made by Disney. The 50th.
50?
The 50th. Does involve a Disney princess.
That's just cheating right there.
Yep.
No, it isn't. CJ.
What is Frozen?
And
yeah, I knew I was going to fucking...
It's actually one of my favorites.
I'm not going to guess. Wait, I am. What?
You better buzz, motherfucker. Astrovec doesn't go, you got to answer? You got to buzz, motherfucker.
Nah, my screen's locked. I'm not doing it. Forget it.
You're not doing it?
No, it's not worth it.
What is Tangled?
Good, I was going to get
Tangled
it wrong.
Tangled was the 50th one. What were you going to say?
I was going to say Brave.
Oh,
yeah, Brave was
that was probably the next one after Tangled.
Probably.
Yeah, I didn't know. Brave was mine.
So, CJ gets...
Negative 500.
Negative 500.
Yeah. Oh,
the tables have switched with Dom with negative 700 and CJ with negative 1,200.
Let's go to Stuff for 300.
Stuff for 300. A paradox often brought up in time travel movies where a person does something that would make their time traveling never happen, usually involving a relative. So they go back and in time and change something so their time travel actually never happened.
You're looking for the name of the paradox?
It's gonna buzz or...
Well, he's asking, you're looking for the name of the paradox?
Yeah, I'm
your
looking
question,
for the name.
I was like,
name
your
of
question
the
doesn't make sense. A paradox? Oh, okay.
What is the name of this paradox?
Stuff sucks.
Yeah, I was going to say doing the nasty and the pasty.
Yeah, that's originally what I was thinking.
The Futurama one.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Uh-uh.
I don't even think they mentioned
what
it.
What is the grandfather paradox?
Oh, so that's really what it is.
Yep. Your own grandfather. That's right. Why I grabbed it.
Let's go to Stuff for 400.
Stuff for 400. The year the Wright brothers first flew at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. CJ.
When is 1912?
What is 1939?
That was way too late, dude.
Remember we
what is 1903?
Sorry, my other guess was 1906, so I was like, I knew it was way fucking
close.
Early.
Oh, yeah. Closer than this,
yeah,
asshole.
Close doesn't help in this.
The First World War had already started.
Yeah, you forget about World War One.
You're almost in the second one at that point.
Why don't we start a TV for 100?
No, do it. Do stuff for 500.
Right, let's do stuff for 500.
Finish it out.
Just to get rid of this. God damn it.
Daily double.
Yes.
You can wager 1,000,
I'm
going to
wager 500, so when I get this wrong, we're tied. No, you know what? Can I wager $450?
Yes,
I'm
going to
wager $450.
$450 is on the line here, just in case Dom fucks this
now
shit
we
up.
Can't tie.
And boom. The writer of the Necronomicon. Necronomicon in the Lovecraft mythos.
Who is H.P. Lovecraft?
And who is Abdul al-Hazib?
I don't know. The name of the fuck character. Is that?
It's the writer of the Necronomicon. Yeah,
the character in...
The character.
Whoa, I've never read the Necronomicon, so... And it's 500... And TJ doesn't even know the name of it. He keeps calling it the Necrocomicon.
I think there's a Comic-Con that's named that.
He's at 15. Yeah.
Oh. All right, these are some close scores.
I'm winning by $50 now. All right, let's go to TV for $100.
$50 win right here.
Oh, hold on, hold on.
Where do the Flintstones live?
Where is Bedrock?
Where is Bedrock, baby? I should have had that song by that group. I can't remember. I can make your bedrock. There you go.
Give me my points.
100. Boom.
TV for 200.
TV for 200. In the show Stranger Things, this is the name of the main monster.
What is the Demogorgon?
Boom. The Demogorgon.
I'm like worried to hit the button now.
We'll just do it when it's appropriate and when you know the answer. TV for 300.
I'll have you know, the Demogorgon looks nothing like that.
He sure doesn't. He looks absolutely nothing like that.
This is the address of Sherlock Holmes and John Watson in the Sherlock movies, TV shows, all of them. This is the address.
It's one of those things that I know, but I know I'm not going to get it right.
London, England does not count.
No. I know like the street and the number, but I know that I'm going to get it wrong if I say it.
Anybody? 5, 4, 3, 2, and...
Hold on. Dom, what do you think the number is?
So if you have it right,
yeah. I'll tell you after you reveal the answer.
No, we've got the ant. It's Baker Street, but it's 221B
Baker Street.
Yeah, there was the B in there. I knew it was Baker Street. I just didn't know what the number was.
The street actually didn't exist at the time. They actually made it later on because of the books. And that's where the... like the historical society for Sherlock Holmes is.
I thought it was 100 or 101 or something. Yeah. So I told you I was going to get it wrong.
All right.
Let's go to TV for 400.
TV for 400. This fruit can be found in every episode of the detective comedy drama television series Psych.
What is a pineapple?
Pineapple. Damn fucking straight there is.
Dom's cheating by reading faster than me.
Someone should have taken some reading classes.
Yep. TV for 500.
TV for 500. Game of Thrones ended this year with the turnout of 19 million people tuning into the final on live TV. This show is at the top spot. This show, however, is at the top spot for most watched TV final and had this many viewers.
Wait, I have to know how many viewers it had, too.
Mm-hmm. That's stupid.
You're stupid.
Because the question's too easy without the number of viewers.
Is it?
It's not really, actually. What is MASH?
Yep.
And what is, I don't know, 39 million viewers?
Give it to you because, yeah, the amount of people is hard. What about CJ? How about you? You want to guess at the amount of people? If you get the right amount of people right, I'll give it to you. But if you don't...
You can get fucked.
You can get fucked.
Jeopardy, get I'm fucked.
Jeopardy, get fucked.
So, CJ, you got a guess?
No. Fuck that shit.
What is MASH and 106 million people?
Hold on. God damn. You're going to give it to him, but you're not going to give me the year for fucking Kitty Hawk?
You weren't even close.
He didn't even get it right. If he didn't get it right, he doesn't get the fucking points.
I got half
of
it right. Can I get half the points? I get $250.
No. You asked for MASH and the 106.
All right. I'll not give it.
If you're giving
anything.
Him the points for this, then I want the fucking points for Kitty Hawk.
MASH is kind of known.
All right. Give
but...
him the points for Kitty Hawk then.
Because
this was 500 and that was 200.
So yeah, 106 million people.
That's ridiculous.
People. Game of Thrones, which everyone talked about, only had 19 million.
I think that 19 million might be somewhat skewed because like I had a viewing party and there was
I think it counted
20
that.
People there.
Oh, it didn't count that kind
right,
of stuff.
That's
but
exactly.
it did count. Like,
and I know a lot of people that did that.
Yeah, they. I think they the Nielsen like they do try to.
Yeah,
account for that. But also, like, there wasn't
at
much.
At best, it was like 25 million, though.
Yeah, but also, when not MASH was on TV, there were like 20 television shows at the time.
Yeah.
And MASH was still, like, rated very high.
It's crazy.
Makedown loses points.
Negative
500.
Negative 1350 to negative 1600.
All right,
down with the lead.
Games for 400.
Games for 400. This is the amount of Call of Duty games that have been released to this date. CJ?
What is 7?
What is no?
Not even close.
There's a lot of them. I can name 7 off the top of my head.
Yeah. Can I say too many?
Well, there's a few that could be upchucked. About half. Right?
Are we counting? Like,
just answer the fucking question.
Well, I need to know. Like,
you can't ask follow-up questions.
Is Call of Duty Mobile counted?
I don't think it was. But the games themselves without mobile.
Okay.
With that additional information, I didn't want to buzz in the first place, so I shouldn't leave
you points. So. I don't think one game's going to make a difference.
I'm not going to guess.
Okay.
Fucking bullshit.
15, okay. What is 15?
I was going between 13 and 17, so I'm glad I didn't pick.
You just need the average on that
yep.
one.
Technically, I was closer right. to that number than Dom was to the amount of viewers for MASH.
Oh my god.
Fuck yourself.
Let's go to games for 500. And I lost points, so CJ should lose double points.
Games for 500. A sandbox indie game created by Marcus Pearson. Dom?
What is Minecraft?
What is Minecraft? I don't know if anyone remembered his actual name. Everyone knows him as Notch. And now no one knows him because
Give
he Dom sold that
points.
Shit for $2 billion.
Give Dom his points.
Oh, yeah. Negative 850 to negative 2,000.
I'm winning. Comic books for 200.
Comic books for 200. After the death of Steve Rogers, this man took up the mantle of Captain America. CJ.
Who is... Hold on. This is comic books, not movies.
Yes, this is comic books.
Who is Bucky?
Who is Bucky Barnes? CJ gets some points. Now CJ gets to pick from the three that are left.
I'll take comic books for 500.
Oh, damn. Throwing it, you motherfucker. These three crises in the DC Universe were major turning points in the comic line. CJ? Let's see if you can get all three.
What is Crisis on Infinite Earths?
Oh, man. I know one that you...
One is just called Crisis, right? And
no.
All right, fuck it. That's already gone.
Okay. Dumb?
No.
Any idea?
No.
It is... Crisis on Infinite Earth, which you
Infinite
got, CJ.
Crisis.
Infinite Crisis.
That says Infinite Crisis.
And Final Crisis.
Yeah.
Identity Crisis doesn't count because it didn't reset the world like these.
That's a good...
Even though it's really fucked up.
Yeah, Identity
Crisis. Is there a Fine Crisis since we have an Infine Crisis?
I fucking hate you all. Fine. Oh, God. All right, comic books. It's dumb. You get
no, that's not CJ. I didn't guess it.
I'll take comic books for 300.
This was the year that Batman made his first appearance. Another year is one. Dumb.
What is 1931?
And CJ.
What is 1933?
And
damn it.
What is 1939?
Damn.
You guys are really close.
That's what I meant when I was talking about the Wright Brothers thing. That's what I thought the question said.
All right. So comic books for 400. This show, based on the comic book, premiered on October 31st in 2010.
What is Arrow?
And
damn it.
CJ.
What is Walking Dead?
What is The Walking Dead?
Damn.
October
31st. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Woo! That show's been on that long.
I know.
All right.
Let's
do this final fucking
scores
Jeopardy.
Scores of Dom at negative 1150 and CJ with a score of negative 2200.
Yeah.
I will say that
we did as well as we did the last time.
Yeah.
You can wager
infinite.
Go
balls deep, guys.
You can wager. Oh, God, I don't know what to do here, because...
Can I wager all my money?
Yes.
Yes!
You can wager...
So here's the thing.
I gotta make it so that you can catch up, but if you get it, you can't get it either.
Right. So if I wager all the negative money that I have, I end up back at zero. And same thing with Dom.
Yeah. So we'll do...
I can wager as much money as Dom has.
Okay, so the top wager that you can wager is 1150.
Right.
One. So I want at least a positive number here if someone gets this fucking thing.
No, because that won't put me in a...
That won't put you in a positive.
So Dom and I, how about this? We can wager the amount of money that I have. So
yes, you can wager $2,200.
I can wager $2,200? Yes,
$2,201.
$2,201. So if you get it, even if he gets it, you'll still blow him out of the water. But if he gets it and you don't, you fucked.
I want to wager $1,151.
No, you have to write it down.
You gotta write it down, motherfucker.
Oh.
I don't have a screen for this one, so you guys are going to have to go fuck yourselves.
I'm ready.
Okay, so for the final Jeopardy, without looking at a keyboard, what are the...
Hide the fucking keyboard, man. Well, you want a broken keyboard, you get a broken keyboard.
Yeah, that's going to fucking happen.
Yeah, fucking close enough. Without looking at the keyboard, tell me the symbols on the keyboard from 1 to 0 for the numericals.
Okay, hide the keyboard.
Wait, like...
You want from 1 to 0, the shift symbol.
If you shift and click it...
Hold on.
Tell me...
Is this a closest... The most correct gets it? Or
yeah,
you
let's
need to
go
get
for that.
Okay.
Closest gets it.
And you want from 1 to 0.
1 to 0. No looking at keyboards. I'll cut you bitches. I thought this was a good one. I ran into it randomly. I was like, I don't know if how many I can remember. Some of them have a few different names. And I'll give it to you if you have some of those names. But otherwise, go fuck yourself. And you should have a total of 10 of these, if math is right.
If math,
the equation of math works out correctly, you should have 10 of these.
I'm missing 3 right now.
Because it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0.
Yeah, I'm missing 3 right now.
How you doing, CJ?
Missing 4.
Ooh. You're hoping to get some of them wrong. If you didn't hear that, there's a Lauren downstairs.
Definitely can't hear that.
Laughing hysterically by herself like a crazy person.
Sounds about right.
Your wife is a nut job down
there. She sure is.
I can say your wife, and it could be either of you.
Oh, God. I was going to dig in, but...
You don't have to dig in. I give you 10 more seconds.
10 more seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Doot. Do 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 do. Dom with more points. Give it to me now.
How many points did you wager?
How many points did you wager?
1,151.
Of course.
So that if I win, I finish with $1.
Nice. Imagine you going to Jeopardy and walking away with $1. The best is when you play the Jeopardy game and you don't even get in the final Jeopardy if you have negative dollars.
Yeah.
So, like, do they just, like, bring you to the back and, like, crack you over the knees for, like, the rest of the money that you owe them?
That's exactly what they do.
It's a mob hit. All right, Dom, what you got?
Okay. 1 is an exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
2 is the at symbol.
Mm-hmm.
3, I think, is the pound.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. 4 is a dollar sign.
Mm-hmm.
5 is a percent sign.
Mm-hmm.
6 is the carrot.
Mm-hmm.
7 I didn't get.
Mm.
8 is the asterisk.
Mm-hmm.
9 is an open parentheses.
Mm-hmm.
0 is a closed parenthesis.
Mm-hmm. All right. CJ.
Yeah, Dom got it.
Now I know what 7 is.
7 is the ampersand. Or and.
Oh, yeah.
What did you get?
So I mistook these before, and I think that fucked me up. I put them at 4. I put the the pound symbol and the dollar sign over one originally. And I was like,
did you have four as the pound symbol and five as the dollar sign?
Yeah.
So did I. And then I crossed them out because I was like, no, because I
was trying to figure out. I was like, what the fuck is three? What the fuck? And I was like,
how many
is it
points did you
win? 2,201, of course.
-4,401. Don't forget that one.
Yep.
Yeah. I originally had the same thing, pound at four and dollar sign at five. And then I was like, what's three? And I was like, no, three is the pound. Yeah. So I shifted them over. And then I remember that five is the percent sign.
Also, for three, I would have taken pound, number sign, sharp, or hash.
Or octothorpe.
Octothorpe.
Or octothorpe. Yeah.
Octothorpe is the correct name.
Everyone's an asshole.
I wasn't sure if the carrot was six or seven. I totally forgot about the percent.
I wasn't sure that the carrot was even up there. I know the tilde is all the way to the left of the one. Yep. And then the plus and minus are all the way to the right.
Yeah, I had that thought at one point, too. I was like, is there really a fucking... Really?
Whose phone is
ringing? Really? A house phone is ringing right now?
What the fuck?
Really?
Fucking house? What's a house phone?
God damn it.
I don't even know who's calling, but I bet you it's that Nielsen Research Group again, probably asking me if I saw the finale of MASH.
That's what it is. I knew it. So here we go. 200 episodes in.
All right. And a score of one.
Woo!
Tom is the champion of Geoparty. Again, CJ score of -4,401.
Now, I would like to point out that Dom and I are both pretty good at trivia.
Yep.
In that I regularly go to trivia.
Most
and
trivia is you don't get negative points for answering wrong.
But
with
also
Jeopardy, it'll bite
you
in the ass.
That's true. If we didn't get any negative points, I wonder where we would be.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Oh, God. Let's do it again.
Fuck it.
Same one.
Do it again. Let's do it live.
Do it live. So,
I just think it's funny that we always are so bad at this format.
Yeah, we really are.
Trivia.
Because you just guys just
I
guess.
Also, yeah, I also think it's the...
absolutely.
The, kind of the immediate... buzzing in, just
and
that pressure
and that brain, that brain wipe.
Also, I threw some really hard ones in here.
Who wrote the fucking Necronomicon?
Seriously.
That was a $500 question. You were going to have to put your foot in the door there for $500.
Sure.
Apollo 11 wasn't bad.
I didn't get that one. I never saw that movie, so.
What? We watched it in school.
Grandfather Paradox is actually as well.
I
thought you guys would like kind of click with Futurama.
And
I didn't know it was called that. Because also, it's also the Marty McFly paradox. Yep. Like he almost
you
didn't
warp
exist.
Yourself
because,
out of existence. Yeah, that's pretty much it. You just warp yourself from never have been.
Yeah, and he wasn't
traveled.
And he wasn't going to be his own grandfather. He was going to be his own father.
Yeah,
he might have been his own father.
Yeah,
it was close.
That's why he got Parkinson's.
Oh. Shit. Michael J. Fox, if you're listening.
Should I cut that one out?
Sorry, I was late. My
All
phone
right,
was locked.
So,
Aquaman, you guys suck.
What are you talking about? I got it right, idiot.
He got it wrong.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I was like,
who
the fuck is in Maine?
Yeah. I'm surprised he got it wrong, too. So it's 200 episodes down.
200 more to go, right?
And then we all die. And then the black hole opens up and we start chapter two of the General Podcast.
Yeah, look forward to
Geoparty every single episode.
Yeah. From now on, every episode is just Geoparty.
There's not enough stupid trivia out there. This was hard to do.
Yeah. So why don't we do the same thing that we did to close that episode 100? And what's your favorite thing that we've done in the past 100 episodes?
Oh, God. The past, what was... Episode 101 was what?
I don't even know. Like
that was your favorite? Did you say that?
We've done some good games
in the past 100 episodes.
Past 100 episodes.
So since 101 to 200,
we've done some live shows as well that have been fun to do.
The live shows have been good. I've enjoyed that.
Going to like
I feel like
all the places and stuff.
TJ made a really good game.
There was one game
not that long ago.
I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember it at all.
Episode 101, we talked about Super Mario Odyssey. You finally built your first gaming computer.
Oh shit!
Yep.
That was that. I'll take that one for 500, Alex.
What was the date? What was the date of 101?
The date of 101 was October 31st, 2017.
Oh shit!
It is a Halloween 2 years ago.
I've had my computer for 2 years.
Yep.
Fuck me. I gotta upgrade that bitch. Even though it's not slow with anything.
That's pretty cool.
Shit.
One of the games that we had for episode 100, I don't remember, was a Would You Rather.
Uh-oh.
And I'm assuming that you wrote this, TJ, because uh-oh, the first option for Would You Rather is shit bricks or puke slugs.
No, that might have been you.
Yeah, that's probably me.
I'm pretty sure that was you.
Yeah, this was me. Because number four... You want to play? You want to really quickly play this Would You Rather?
Sure.
Yeah, we got time.
We got time.
All right. Would you rather shit bricks or puke slugs?
I'd rather puke slugs because I always feel better after I puke.
I hate the act of like that like pre like being sick. I despise it.
Oh, that sucks. But if you're just like all of a sudden
and then it's followed up by a slug.
Yeah, but I would rather puke.
But is it like one giant slug like in Futurama? It's like Worms McKenzie? Or is
no,
it just
it's a
like
slugs.
A bunch of them?
Yeah, I think a bunch of them. I would rather puke slugs too, because like shitting a brick is gonna tear your asshole
holy
apart
shit. You're never gonna be able to sit again.
Exactly.
How many times do you shit a day?
Yeah. Like at least six.
Yeah, I'm just saying this is a one and done kind of thing here.
If you have diarrhea, is it just like gravel?
Oh God! And what do you have to go outside to shit? You can't shit in the toilet.
That's true. You're gonna shatter the porcelain.
Yeah, just like bloop.
How hard are you shitting?
It's a brick hitting porcelain.
Yeah, you want to get it out of there as quick as possible.
Do you shit from like 10 feet above the toilet?
Yeah. So I'm not touching those public toilets.
Yeah, it's like a ladies' bathroom, just hover. Like hovering shit.
So it sounds like you'd rather shit bricks.
Yeah.
All right.
Shit bricks.
Number two, would you rather pee yourself in public once a week, or shit your pants every day in private?
Probably piss myself in public.
I would choose that too.
I feel like I could get away with
that. And after a while, you're just going to be known as the guy who pisses himself in public, and everyone's not going to care anymore. Shitting your pants every day is going to ruin all of your clothes.
Yeah.
I'd rather just do the laundry, honestly.
So you're just shitting your
yeah, your house
walking around
off
with a wet crotch.
You're also washing and shit.
But also, who knows how long? Like, what if you go to like the amusement park and you just piss yourself? Now you got to walk around with piss on your pants.
No, it'll dry.
You always bring a thing of pants.
Yeah, it'll dry.
We just go to the water park part.
Yeah, I'll go in the lazy river and pee in there.
Yeah, you're in a swim trunk, so you could just pace yourself and no one will notice.
And when people are like, what are you doing? You just be like, I have a mental condition. If you shit your pants every day, people are just going to avoid you. You're going to smell like shit all the time.
You think your wife would want to come up to you and be like, hey, CJ, and then you shit yourself.
No, because I'll first
hey, baby, you want to kill all...
I'll be in private so then I can just discreetly clean myself and go
side
along
question
my day.
Is it shitting a brick in your pants every day?
Yes, it is.
Right, oh, God.
Number three, would you rather bathe in a tub full of spiders or a tub full of tobacco spit?
Oh, God. Oh, neither. I don't want anything to do. I'd rather not bathe ever again.
I choose the tobacco spit.
Yeah, I would choose the tobacco spit.
God, can at least dead you spiders can, at least?
At least you can get the tobacco spit off of
exactly
you after your shower.
The
you
spiders
can never
forever
get that.
Yeah, you no just burn your house down. Yep. Imagine the amount of
spiders are forever.
Imagine the amount of spiders you would have to get.
Tobacco,
to fill up the
tobacco spit
you,
is
don't
temporary. Spiders are forever.
Where's that sign yeah in like a fucking yeah like
he went to Jared. A spider is forever.
Or like a Marshalls or something, like live, laugh, love kind of sign.
Live, laugh, love, shit your pants in private every day.
Spiders are love is conditional. Spiders are forever.
Can we create like a line of wall art for your home that are just bees?
I never thought we would have like a merch store, but now
God,
I'm reconsidering every
shirts, man. Holy
oh
shit.
Oh God.
Right. Someone's gotta write that down.
Tobacco spit is temporary. Spiders
I'd wear the shit out of that shirt.
Number four, would you rather watch a porno every day with your parents or watch a porno every month starring your parents?
There's a lot of like,
I'll take the first one because I only got one. That's so
true.
That's good for me.
No, you gotta do it with your stepdad too.
Oh God, no.
And your ex-stepdad, so all three.
Oh no.
And your stepmom.
Why do you hate me so much?
You got four parents.
Yeah, see, I only got two parents.
I wouldn't want
technically you have
that
four now too, since you're married.
Oh, you're including parents.
Yeah, those are parents too. We're all fucked.
I'd rather watch a porno every day with my parents because eventually it's gonna
be
softcore.
Can I just watch Game of Thrones and the Barons, the early episodes?
Just the first episode over and over again.
Yeah, you just turn into a kid again. And you have to watch like all the nude scenes in like old 80s movies.
Yep.
Where
yep.
It's just like they're trying to block your view and you're just like, oh, come on, Mom, I want to masturbate.
What?
Because you're 7 and like just hard on central.
Number 7? 5. Would you rather eat poison ivy or a handful of bumblebees?
Bumblebees.
Bumblebees.
Yep.
I'm super allergic to poison ivy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be dead.
Yep, I would too.
I'm pretty sure anyone would die if they ate poison
Probably.
Ivy.
Probably.
There's people that aren't allergic. I think it's like one third.
But there are people that are, like, my mom is super allergic where, like, somebody burned poison ivy once and she got it in her throat. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, some people just don't react to the oils at all. Yeah, so you could eat it.
Number 6. Would you rather be a reverse centaur or a reverse mermaid?
Reverse centaur.
I think so.
Because I could get all the horse chicks.
Hold on.
No, because you have a man penis.
Hold on.
Oh, that's true. But I got a horse head, so they can pet it.
Hold on. No. I need a clarification here because the human part of a centaur is the upper torso of a human body.
Yeah, so it'd be above the dick.
So, which part of the horse? Like, are you literally just reversing it? So instead of it being
you have a man body and a horse head.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like torso of horse and up, and then below
just
is
a
human.
Man dick. It's basically a horse with a man dick.
Yeah, more or less.
A little tiny micro penis.
It's got like the two legs, and then the horse two legs are just like straight out.
Yeah.
And you have to like bend over in order.
Yeah, you have to try and balance your regular human legs with giant ass horse legs.
So you just when you have to see, you just have to fall forward on your feet.
And if you're a reverse mermaid, do you have arms?
No, you have fins.
You have fins. Now fuck that. I'll be the reverse centaur.
I'll be reverse centaur too. All right. You can also wear pants. So this whole man dick thing is not really that relevant.
Do centaurs wear pants? No.
No, but the reverse centaurs.
How would they wear the pants?
That's true.
Ooh.
The man part of a centaur doesn't wear a shirt, so I guess the man part of the reverse centaur won't wear pants.
Sometimes they have armor
on. But TJ brings up a good question. How does a centaur wear pants? Do they wear it on the back two legs?
Or on all four legs? I think they wear it on all four.
Where it's like halfway up the body, yep. And it looks really fucking weird.
That's what I think.
Or is it like assless chaps kind
of
way?
I mean, I would assume they'd wear it just on the back two legs, because the purpose of pants is to cover your dick and balls and your ass. So, like, you don't need to cover the front two legs.
Do you remember 80s shorts? Your dick and balls are hanging out.
Or maybe it's one big pant that goes over everything, like four legs, but like the pants still are under torso. Like the whole back of the horse.
Yeah, we need to move on. A romper. You just invented a horse romper.
I'm thinking like the back legs and half the torso, it would go up. And then the front ones are legs or arms. No, but it's because the centaur.
Sorry, let's move on.
Would you rather?
Would you rather only be able to play underwater levels in games, or never be able to beat the underwater levels in games?
Never able to beat underwater levels in games.
Yeah,
because then I could just not play games with water in it.
That's a good point, but there's a lot of good games that have underwater levels.
I'll just skip those.
Just skip all those games.
Just skip all those
games. I think I would agree with you.
Yeah, I would say the same thing.
This is this ages this game. Would you rather watch Batman versus Superman every day or play Superman 64 every day?
Watch Batman versus Superman. Some of those parts are usable.
I think I'd rather play Superman 64.
I think I'd also rather play it.
That game is so fucking
because you don't have
to
play it for 2 hours every single fucking day.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, but do you have to beat the game?
You just have to play it.
That's impossible.
Well, do you have to play the game as long as the movie is?
He didn't say that.
That would be the
That's logistics.
The flip.
Yeah.
Because you have to do both for the same amount of time.
Yeah, but then you're going to say, yeah, so would you rather watch Batman versus Superman for the entire run length and not be able to do anything else? You can't use your phone. You can't
just gotta watch.
You just gotta watch. Or you play Superman 64 for the same amount of time every day.
I'd still rather watch the movie.
I think I'd rather play Superman 64 still.
At least I won't hate myself. I won't be angry when I leave.
I don't know.
Watching Batman versus Superman, I would be very angry when I leave.
It's a terrible movie, but I'm not like so frustrated that something's not working that I want to throw a controller.
Yeah.
I would need like a line of controller, N64 controllers.
I would need a line of cocaine to get through it.
Yeah, that's true. Either of them.
Number nine. Honestly. Would you rather never listen to music again or never play video games again?
Video games.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, this one was written specifically for you.
Easily give up video games.
I don't know if I can do anything with that. Shit. That's really hard.
What do you do while you play video games?
I watch YouTube videos.
I used to listen to music all the time. Oh, I guess you're not playing those games anymore.
I'm not playing shooters, so yeah, really.
That is true.
I don't play the shooters anymore. Oh, fuck. I'm going to have to say...
Honestly, I think I would choose never listen to music again.
Really? I would have to go the opposite.
Really?
Honestly, because I listen to so much... Like, during my... When I commute every day at work, I couldn't listen to music.
Hey, listen to podcasts.
I would blow my brains out.
Yeah, you just got podcasts.
And podcasts and YouTube videos.
I love music so much. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to play music. That would count. I'd be listening to my own music.
No, you can play. You just have to put earplugs in.
Yeah.
So I'm Mozart?
You're Mozart. Yep. Would you rather be Mozart or never play video games again?
Was that Beethoven?
Ooh. Yeah.
They're all the same as Beethoven.
Johann?
They're all named Johann. Johann was Bach. All right. Would you rather be responsible for killing a beloved franchise or creating a franchise that everyone hates with a burning passion?
The first one, because you're going to be synonymous. You're just going to be known as the guy who killed a franchise.
Yeah. You want that?
Yeah, why not?
That sounds fun, actually.
I would choose that one, too, because... I the opposite reason. People are going to forget that you killed that franchise eventually.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a fucking while.
No one's going to forget
something else
that
is going to come up.
The next Marvel movie is so fucking terrible it kills the entire franchise. You are going to remember that fuck.
Okay.
No.
Who? All right, let's just
I don't think
let's
so.
You're not going to remember some dude that never started a franchise.
What?
Or started one and it
that
sucked.
Everyone hated with a burning passion.
It's just a sucky.
No. It's
the first
infamously
few people
bad.
Will see it and say it sucks, and then M. Night Shyamalan, he made a terrible fucking Avatar movie, and he still makes decent movies.
Right, but everyone knows who M. Night Shyamalan is.
Well, they more know more him for his what a twist.
Who killed? Who directed Star Wars Episode 8?
I mean, I know this.
Was it J.J. Abrams?
Exactly. No. That's the thing. It was not.
Yeah, but teachers watch movies.
Directors.
This doesn't count. So the real thing with this is D.B. Weiss and David Benioff. That's exactly what we're talking about here. Like, would you be D.B. Weiss and David Benioff in this situation? Because they killed that franchise with season 8.
I would absolutely be them in this situation because
they made it season 8.
Because they're going to go on and do other things.
Exactly.
And everyone's going to forget that they killed Game of Thrones.
Yeah, nobody cares.
No one's going to forget that M. Night Shyamalan exists.
People are still going back and rewatching the seasons, and they're going to stop before season 8.
Yep.
And they're still not going to care, you know? Like, they're just not going to care.
All right. Who directed Batman Forever?
You're asking the wrong... I don't think I've seen Batman Forever since...
Who directed Batman and Robin, then?
Same guy.
I know it's the same guy. Exactly. No,
Jerry
it was not.
Fucking Brooker.
It was not. It was neither of those people. It was Joel Schumacher.
Oh, Joel Schumacher. I'm sorry.
No. Joel Schumacher. What?
I thought he was the producer.
Jerry Bruckheimer might have been the producer. I don't know. Joel Schumacher directed Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. He destroyed the Batman franchise, and you don't remember that.
Well, I don't remember anyone. I don't count as a yardstick
what
for
I'm,
any of this.
What
stuff.
I'm saying, CJ didn't remember
Ryan
either.
Johnson.
He said Jerry Bruckheimer.
I did say Jerry
what I'm saying is that people.
I do constantly mistake Jerry Bruckheimer and Joel Schumacher.
People
I have
forget
no idea what they look like, but
people forget that you ruin franchises. They don't
especially
forget
in this day and age.
They don't forget that you created a shitty one. Who created Transformers?
The Japanese?
The movies.
Oh, Michael Bay.
There you go.
Touche. All right.
That's exactly.
But
that's exactly
do you think
I mean.
About it ever? Really? I mean, it comes up in passing.
No, because I try to.
But you still love Transformers. You just hate the movies.
And I don't think that first movie was bad.
Yeah, but you know what?
It was okay.
And Bumblebee was really good, and not
Bumblebee.
By James.
Bumblebee was really good.
The second Transformers is unwatchable.
But you know,
yeah. Wait until you get like the third and fourth one. The third one's actually unwatchable because you can't tell anything.
The third
apart.
Transformers movie?
Yeah,
I thought that was okay.
Dark of the Moon.
I thought that was okay.
I don't know if I saw them.
The second one's horrible.
Which one is the second one?
The
exactly.
racist one.
The second one's the racist one. It's the one that's literally just 2.5 hours of an army commercial.
Yeah, it is.
Fucking awful. Unwatchable.
You
that
know,
was Revenge
so
of the
bad.
Fallen, I think.
I wasn't?
I think so.
Wait, what?
It was called Dark Revenge of the Fallen. Dark of the Moon was the third one.
There's Last Night.
Last Night was the fourth one?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know. You know what we'll never forget?
I can't remember.
A tub full of spiders.
Oh. Yeah, would you rather be the person who killed a franchise or sleep in a tub full of spiders?
Not the fucking spiders, I tell you what.
I mean, eventually it's like immersion therapy, right? You'll get used to it.
True. No, it is not. It's
just sitting in a tub full of spiders, puking up your slugs.
Yeah, it's sensory deprivation.
Imagine if you got in like one of those sensory deprivation.
No, fuck you.
And then they just dumped spiders on you.
And there was water there, and everything's chill, everything nice, cool. And then all of a sudden you just spiders. See holes open and just spiders
actually,
swarm in.
Or would it be better if like you're sitting there and it's all quiet and then like the dude who owns the shop, just like some like little Chinese guy, opens a thing and just dumps a bucket of spiders on you and slams it closed and runs away?
What's it gotta be a Chinese guy?
Because it would be funnier.
Because you're just like floating around, relaxing, and all of a sudden you hear the door open and a box of spiders come out of you.
And mind you, it's really fucking dark there. So yeah, all of a sudden,
that's true.
What's that?
That's the thing. You're not going to know that there's spiders at first until one of them like crawls on your face.
Yeah.
Have fun sleeping tonight.
Especially the ones that can walk on water.
Yeah, you just got to get under the water. I don't think you can get under
the water.
There's
no, though. It's like a couple inches of water at best.
Just enough to help you float.
Okay, that's all for us this week. Don't forget
I'd rather drown than go up on the surface.
Yep. Yeah, I just flip over and drown myself in the puddle. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at genfailcast. Like and subscribe to us on Twitch and YouTube. And if you like what you've heard from us, consider leaving us a review on iTunes. And reach out with any questions or topics you'd like us to discuss, and we'll discuss them on air. Everybody say bye.
Spiders are forever.